So, then, Carlos, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions?
Not right now.
I mean, at the moment, you know, the weather is perfect for putting a lot of effort in our practice, yeah? It is not too hot, it is not too cold, and it's not raining. Yeah? Yeah? So we can walk the whole day, yeah? How are you doing? Well, Sauling, looks out. What is the name of your daughter?
Yuhen.
Huh? You okay?
Yes, I am developing well with my meditation.
What? Speak up a little bit.
I am developing well with my meditation because the fasting stages help me on.
The thought? What? It's very difficult for me to understand.
Developing well with her meditation.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. And be careful about the thoughts. Don't put too much emphasis. Don't believe the thoughts. Yeah? I mean, when you see a thought coming up that tells you, you know, what to do, what to think, you know, replace it with Buddha. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't put too much emphasis. Don't believe them too much. Yeah? Just from the morning on, yeah? I mean, when you wake up, yeah? I mean, the first thing that you think about is Buddha, yeah? Until you go to sleep, the last thing you think about is Buddha, yeah? And everything else, you know, is Buddha, yeah?
Yes, I also receive back a lot of...
What is this?
But notes on the moralities, because when I got the iPad list back from my elder sister Phoebe, she had written down a lot to be learned, and when we learn new things, we must go in restraint for them.
What happened is she's been writing, copying a lot from the Dhammapada.
Yeah.
And she asked her sister to send it back to her what she had sent her. So she
Oh.
yesterday. So she's.
This is not so important, yeah. The more important, I mean, at the moment, the more important is to make the mind really quiet. So we don't need at the moment to remember the Dhammapada, because the Dhammapada is in our heart. So if we go and look in our heart, I mean, all the Buddha's teaching, yeah, from all of the Buddhas are in our heart, yeah. So we don't even need books, yeah. That's why Wat Papan That or Lungta Mahabua's teaching, he never emphasized, you know, reading books, yeah. even the Buddha's teaching, he said, you know, no need to read, you know, look in your heart, everything is written there, yeah. And at the beginning, you know, when he was training, you know, with other Achans, you know, the Achans told him, you know, I mean, all the 84,000 verses of the Buddha, you know, are in the heart. He said, no, they are in the book. But the Achan said, no, they're in the heart, you know. Go and look in your heart, that's everything is written there, yeah? Until he found it and said, okay, now I understand, yeah. So it can be helpful, you know, I mean, you know, it can be helpful if the mind is completely restless, you know, to have a look, to read half a page, you know, or two pages, you know, then it is helpful, yeah. But normally don't too much, you know. I mean, look in your heart, everything is there, yeah. Already. I mean, it has been there from the beginning and it will be there to the end. It will never disappear. But what disappears is our ability to read the heart. Yeah? Okay?
Yes.
So, do the monks have any questions? Padamichi, how is the practice going? Up, down, up, down.
I'm practicing, that's the main thing.
I'm practicing, that's a good excuse. Then just practice a little bit more, yeah? I mean, we can always do one more minute or two more minutes, yeah? I mean, when the kilesas tell us, oh, now I can't concentrate. Oh, okay, one more minute, two more minutes, yeah? Yeah? And then suddenly, you know, we realize, you know, it was just the kilesas who prevent us from concentrating, yeah? So we have to trick the kilesas sometimes, yeah? I mean, if we instantly give in to the kilesas, I mean, they have a very easy play with us, easy game with us, huh? If we say, okay, one more minute, you know, just get quiet, you know. Yes, I'm very tired, but you know, okay, let's just concentrate really deeply on, you know, on the Buddha, on the breath, yeah. And then suddenly we have all the energy back, yeah. And I mean, it's amazing, yeah. Or we think about, you know, or we think about something, you know, that excites us, you know, yeah. Be it in a negative way, you know, you remember something, you know, with your parents or with your boss or something like that that really made you angry, you know, and then suddenly you have all this energy, yeah. And before that, oh, I can't concentrate, yeah. And where did this energy come from, yeah? And then you take this energy, you know, and use it for your practice, yeah. Don't fool around with these thoughts anymore, but once you have the energy back, then, you know, I mean, then go ahead and practice, yeah. Be it anapanasati or be it the investigation, yeah. So, do the monks have any questions, huh? Are you practicing hard, huh? Or are you sleeping?
Well, I had a question. Sometimes I have the feeling that in meditation, when the kilesas are going a bit crazy, that I'm just reinforcing them and like strengthening them in a way, like going over that track again and again. Like, I don't feel like it's beneficial sometimes.
What do you mean going over everything?
Like when they're really stuck in there and, yeah, you know, you can't bring the mind away from them. Sometimes, yeah, I feel like it would be better to just go and read a book because I feel like I'm just reinforcing that.
Yeah, if you cannot, yeah. I mean, if you really cannot, yeah. I mean, if you cannot pull it back to the Buddha, yeah. I mean, then do the best thing is, you know, then just walk chonkro, yeah. Because then changing your position, yeah. Changing your posture, you know. I mean, gives them a break, you know, and it might not continue, yeah. So, I mean, you can do chonkrom and they are gone, you know, and then you concentrate on the Buddha. But if you can't get rid of them in doing the changing of the posture, yeah, I mean, then go ahead and read a book, yeah. I mean, just half a page, you know, that brings other thoughts, yeah, and then go back, yeah. No, yes, it's not really helpful to enforce them, you know. But sometimes, you know, you have to see. I mean, you have to weigh, you know, what is better, you know. Can you really, you know, I mean, if they are so forceful, yeah, can I not go against that, yeah? Can I not, you know, find some hold in the Buddha or in the breath, yeah? I mean, the Buddha is in this case much better, yeah? Because, I mean, it stops, you know, it stops it, this flow of thought, yeah? Yeah, so use the time, you know. I mean, it's really, I mean, it's a perfect time to practice that.
Yes, I'm noticing not regressing so much into my memory coming during my meditation. It's not coming in and disturbing me. Mm. I don't know if it's old age or if I'm just getting more comfortable with leaving it behind.
Yes, but it will come, you know, sooner or later. I mean, what happens in the beginning, you know, when we do this meditation practice, all the thoughts, you know, that only occur, yeah, sporadically, yeah. I mean, after a while, they don't come anymore, because we don't pay any interest in it. But things, you know, I mean, that were kept deep inside, you know, sooner or later will come up, you know, and then really disturb us, yeah? So don't worry about this, you know. I mean, yes, that it means, you know, I mean, most of the things that constantly come in our head, you know, I mean, that doesn't, after a while, it doesn't come anymore. Ne? But the things, you know, that we kept in our heart, you know, deep down in our heart, sooner or later will come up, yeah? And then we have to deal with it in a different way. Yeah? This we cannot deal, you know, just replacing it with Buddha, because there is, you have to accept something, you know, there is something that you have to accept, yeah? I mean, if you see sometimes, you know, I mean, you really dealt with somebody in a really bad way, yeah? I mean, you have to ask for forgiveness, yeah? Ask for forgiveness of this person, yeah? And then let it go and say, okay, whatever I did will come back to haunt me, yeah? Or to come back to me, yeah? And then leave it aside. And then it comes, you know, it comes two or three or four or five times, you know, and every time you do, yeah, ask for forgiveness, yeah? Or forgive other people who you think you did wrong to you, yeah? Forgive them, you know, and then leave it aside, you know? Once you forgive them or once you ask them for forgiveness, then leave it aside, okay, it's gone, you know? I mean, it's done, what is done, you know, it's done, you know, I cannot undo it, yeah? And that is the way how you can deal with this. Yeah? And there are a lot of these kind of things still stored on.
You're getting to be less and less, so I'm really feeling the solitude and the awareness, and so I can really tell the things that used to bombard me like yeah. Crazy. Now they're not.
Yes.
And I can enjoy I can practice easier.
Yes? Yeah? Yeah. But don't think it will. When at the moment you are at a certain stage, yeah? When you want to go to the next higher up stage, yeah, there's a big hindrance, yeah? And the closer you come to the step, you know, I mean, the more you will see, you know, what is in stake. Because you don't know what the kilesas still hold on to, yeah? And they will trick you with this, you know? I mean, they have it in petto, yeah? So, but at the moment, okay, yes. And then the practice is fine for a while, and then something really, you know, really disturbing comes up, yeah? And then we tackle that, you know, and then we can go to the next stage, yeah? And so on, yeah?
Aware that there's days that are better than other days for meditating. And before that bothered me, I would spend a lot of time trying to figure out why this day was good. Now, I think I've read in the book, because I think you brought that up, that said, forget that. You're going to have days like this and have days like this.
That's right.
And just don't get caught up in the days. Mm. Just do what you need to do here.
Yeah. Only if we're stuck, then we remember, you know, we remember one thing. When we're really stuck, we remember, how did I practice in the beginning? Yeah. Okay. And that is a simple answer, yeah? I mean, I was only interested in the Buddha, or I was only interested in the breath. That's how I practiced in the beginning, and that's where I got the good result. Now I'm looking for, you know, now the expectancy, you know, rises up. Where is this calmness? Where is this solitude? You know? Huh? And that bothers us, yeah? Instead of being interested, you know, or in the breath or in the Buddha, you know, we are much more interested in what is coming up there. Yeah? And that is not practice, yeah? That is a reminder whenever, you know, I mean, that's why it's going, you know, bad. But it also has something to do with the weather sometimes, you know? I mean, the body is a big influencer, you know, of of our ability to concentrate.
And sometimes, before I would just grind away, even I was not making any progress. And so this time, I'm feeling this way. I get up and I walk around the month.
Yeah.
And come back, sit down, okay.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, these things will change, the methods, you know, how you get your mind calm, you know, will change over time, yeah? So, I mean, don't adhere too much to one of the methods, yeah, because the kilesa will find a way to undermine it, yeah. I don't know. And then you try to hang on to this method. That means, you know, I mean, you have not understood anicca. Everything is impermanent. Also the methods that work are impermanent, yeah? Yeah? So you have to find something new, you know, to counteract that. Yeah? And in the end of your practice, yeah, you have to really, every minute, you have to change your tactics, yeah? In the beginning, you know, your tactic or your method will work for months, you know, ahead, you know, without any problem. And then, you know, the closer you come to the goal, you know, I mean, the more often you have to change the tactic. Yeah? The kilesas are clever, you know, we educate them, yeah?
I remember you said that last time, and that's been most helpful to me, is don't keep, if this is, you're struggling here, try something new, change your tactic.
Yeah.
How you go about it. Yeah. And that has been really helpful because it gets me back on track.
Yeah, whatever gets you track on back, yeah? Yeah. Back on track, track on back, back on track. Yeah, it is useful, yeah? So, I mean, you have to find it out. And that is different for each person, yeah? I can only, you know, give you a hint how to deal with it, you know, but you have to find your own methods, you know, how to deal with it.
And how do you tell the difference between that and just restlessness?
I mean, you know if you're restless. You can feel the restlessness. So the next time, you know, you feel the restlessness, really absorb this restlessness to get the understanding of what is restlessness, yeah? And then you know, I mean, it is, yeah, I mean, it is, the energy is not concentrated. That is what is restlessness, yeah? It is the opposite of being concentrated. I mean, the mind wants to go out in all different ways, yeah?
Like changing my method because it's not working.
No. That doesn't necessarily mean it, yeah? It's not. It can occur, you know, even when the method is working, you know, there is just some phases where this restlessness come up, yeah? And then you feel it, you know, and then you investigate it, what came before this restlessness. I mean, there wasn't always restlessness, yeah? So you track back, yeah? And then see, this thought, you know, this thought brought it up, or this memory brought it up. And what came before this thought, or what came before this feeling, or this feeling brought it up. This feeling, you know, brought up a memory, you know, and that brought up more of this restlessness. Because it doesn't suddenly, you know, come, yeah? It all has, this little stone, you know, that causes the avalanche, yeah? I mean, it's just a stone, you know, that rolls down the hill, you know, that causes an avalanche, yeah? So we have to find that stone. If we find that stone, we pick it out, you know, and everything is gone. There's no more avalanche, yeah? And so you can do that with restlessness, you can do that with tiredness, yeah? But you use different methods, you know, to get at it, yeah? But what we don't like is this restlessness, is this feeling, yeah? And then the moment we concentrate on this feeling, the restlessness is actually gone. But we don't like it, that's why we don't concentrate on it, yeah? And that's why we try to find out, you know, yeah? And that doesn't work, yeah? It's the same with boredom, yeah? And boredom, you know, what is boredom, you know? I mean, how does it feel? This is how we should, you know, how we should deal with these things. Huh? Not all the time, you know, but once in a while, you know. What is boredom, you know? Really investigate, you know, how does it feel like? The same thing with what we do with pain. How does it feel like, the pain, yeah? Is it really that, you know, excruciating, or what is it? You know, what is pain, yeah? What is the feeling of boredom? What is the feeling of restlessness? What is the feeling of, you know, discomfort? You know, just inhale it like, you know, you breathe in something, you know, something good smelling, you know, the fresh tree, the leaves, you know, or the fresh cut, you know, grass, you know. Isn't it nice? But we can't do that because we dislike it, yeah? And this dislike, you know, hinders us, you know, to get down to the cause of it, yeah? So go down, you know, I mean, the method, you know, I mean, the method, if nothing works for days or, you know, weeks, you know, then you change the tactics and the method, yeah? But if it's just pure restlessness that always comes up, you know, sooner or later, or boredom that always comes up, or tiredness, this, you know, I mean, you don't have to change your method, yeah? and it wouldn't work anyway. The problem is, you know, that's why I said, you know, investigate pain, dukkha, dukkha vedana, painful feelings, yeah? I mean, that gives you the key to any emotions, any feelings that pop up, you know, during our practice. And then we can deal with it in the same way, yeah? And then we don't have to be afraid of anything, yeah? And boredom, you know, I'm bored. I don't like, you know, it's the same thing. I don't like to concentrate. Yeah? I don't want to do anything. Everybody of us knows that, that feeling. Yeah, we had it, especially when we were young. Yeah, you remember on Sundays, on Saturdays, when the shops were closed, nothing was going on, you know, except the football game, you know, and in the Sunday afternoon. Yeah, but nothing, you know. I mean, so what shall we do, you know? We didn't have this entertainment, info entertainment, you know, in our hands, yeah? I mean, even you know it, you know, 40 years ago, there was no info entertainment in our hands. So, I mean, we were bored, yeah? Now the kids are not bored anymore, yeah? I mean, they are constantly distracted all the time. That's why it is very difficult for them, you know, to practice, you know, when they come to the monastery to practice, because they're constantly distracted. They have, all their life have they been distracted, yeah? They never have dealt with, you know, what boredom, you know, they don't even know what it is, yeah? When the feeling arises, they just grab their phone, you know, and look up, you know, and then yeah, boredom is gone, yeah? Okay, so no more questions, and then read out, you know, whatever.
So, last question. I have some question for Ajahn about using Buddho as the object of meditation. Should we use it all the time outside of actual meditation, which means as we go about our daily life to keep awareness? Does it matter if we use it following the breath or not? Sometimes I think it would be better to use it reciting it quickly if strong emotions have arisen. And how do we know when we are ready to go off the Buddha and do investigation instead? So there was like three questions. Should we keep Buddha about daily practicing, the daily life, and then we...
Can you ask the question one after the other that I can answer them?
It's possible. First question, should we also use it all the time outside of actual meditation?
Yes. I mean, the answer is very simple, yes. I said it before, from the moment you wake up, you know, until the moment you go to sleep, yeah, you should use Buddha, yeah. And if you don't have a job where you have to think, then of course you cannot use Buddha. It is the same thing with Anapanasati. You can use Anapanasati all the time. I mean, for sweeping leaves, for washing your bowl, you know, for washing dishes, you can use the Buddha. For cleaning your room, you know, you can use the Buddha, yeah, for everything that doesn't really require thinking, yeah. So, most of the time, you know, I mean, in ordinary people's life, that will be most of the time they can use, stay with the Buddha. And that brings them some sort of calm, yeah. So what is the second?
Does it matter if we use it following the breath or not?
Following the breath is never good, you know, I mean, but knowing the breath. We can use put with breathing in and do with breathing out, yeah? That's the way that it goes, yeah? But if you do anapanasati, we should never follow the breath, yeah? We know that the breath goes in, you know, and then we use put. And we know that the breath goes out, and then we use Buddha, yeah? So what was the third?
And sometimes I think it would be better to use it, reciting it quickly if strong emotion have arisen.
Of course! I mean, if you listen to some of the talk, you know, I mean, it's the same thing with fast walking, yeah? I mean, if you fall asleep while doing our walking meditation, you know, I mean, that's not good, yeah? Then walk fast, you know? I mean, the advantage of walking fast is that the chitta, you know, actually needs to be able to direct the body movement, yeah? And this body movement takes a lot, you know, takes a lot of concentration of the chitta on these things, yeah? So the little thing, you know, what we don't need, yeah, for the body movement, I mean, we can concentrate on the Buddha. You understand? It is the same thing with a computer. You know, if you give him a heavy task, he doesn't have any CPU power anymore, and the rest of the CPU power, you know, maybe 20%. I mean, it is easy together, you know, concentrate on one thing, on the Buddha or on the breath, yeah? And the CPU power, you know, for walking fast, you will notice, you know, when you walk fast, I mean, thoughts are not so likely to come in, yeah? That's why a lot of people, you know, love this marathon running, you know, this running and, I mean, what you call jogging, yeah? I mean, it is this fast movement, so, I mean, and then they can really relax there. Yeah? It's the same principle, so. And with the Buddha, with fast Buddha, you know, yes, of course, yeah. And once the mind gets calm, you know, the Buddha automatically slows down, yeah? And it's the same thing with our walking meditation. If you start walking fast in the beginning, you know, towards the end when the mind gets really calm, you know, then the walking becomes slower. I mean, it will be a normal walk, but not too slow. Yeah. Okay?
And his last question was, how do we know when we are ready to go off the Buddha and do investigation instead?
I mean, I said it very often. I mean, if you can concentrate, you know, on the Buddha without any disturbance for at least 10 minutes or 15 minutes, between 10 and 15 minutes, then you can do, yeah, then you can do some investigation.
So the second person, in 2013, I had an experience of the sense of me disappearing while doing walking meditation. The body was walking, the eyes seeing, the mind thinking, but the center of it dropped away and it was all happening by itself. This perception lasted for a few days. It was very lonely and quite literally liberating. It changed my view of myself and the world completely. Over the next few months, I noticed that although this had happened, I still functioned very much from the point of view of self-view in my daily activities. What I would like to ask is, should I bring up this perception in my practice because I can replicate it to some extent just by recalling it, or should I just forget about this experience and continue the practice without deliberately recalling this experience?
Yeah, the last thing, yeah. Okay. I mean, this experience it's a one-time experience, it will never come back again, yeah? And of course, you know, even if you feel, you know, if you feel there's something walking or there's something walking or there's feeling, you know, there's no really self in it, yeah? that doesn't mean that the view of self has disappeared, yeah? It's just the attachment, you know, it's an attachment to the body, yeah? It's the attachment to the body, you know, that might have disappeared, you know, for a certain amount of time, or it might have disappeared, you know, for a long time or forever, yeah? But that doesn't mean that the self is gone, yeah? The self, you know, I mean, and don't even try to figure out what self is, yeah? I mean, the way to selflessness is the way of the Lord Buddha of Sila Samadhipanya, yeah? Not figuring out what is self and not self, yeah? People like to do it, and we are, and especially the Westerners are prone to do it, yeah? Because they love their machine there, you know? And this machine, you know, can come up with great ideas, you know, how to get rid of self, yeah? But in the end, we just fool ourselves, huh? The way to go, you know, to get rid of self is investigation of the body, yeah? That's where we get, you know, way by, you know, step by step, you know, get more and more rid of self, yeah?
And so the last person, so there are, the first two questions, they are linked, I think, so I will ask together. So how to address the pain of loneliness? If we are attached to someone but can't be together, then how to address that pain of attachment?
What? If you can't, what?
If we are attached to someone,
yeah,
but we can't get together,
yeah,
then how to address that pain of attachment? And the first question was how to address the pain of loneliness.
How to? speak clearly how to avoid the what? The
how to address the pain of loneliness.
Yeah. And the first question is, what is loneliness? Yeah. I mean, we are only feeling lonely if we are separated from ourselves. Yeah. If we are going into samadhi, we are not separated from anything. And we are actually connected to everything and everything, yeah. So I mean, that is, you know, when self disappears for the moment, yeah, and that it normally disappears when we enter samadhi, self disappears, and that's why we feel so liberated. And that's why we don't feel any loneliness. We don't feel any fear. We don't feel any, because I mean, the thoughts are gone. I mean, he has to counteract these thoughts of loneliness that bring up this loneliness. Yeah? And you know, I mean, from my own personal experience, when I was 20 or 21 and I had a loved one, you know, I mean, even when I was close sitting by or when I was hugging her, you know, I still felt lonely. I still felt separated, yeah. I mean, this is strange, you know, normally people don't feel it like that, but I felt it, you know. I said, well, what is going on, you know, here, you know, I'm together with her, you know, and I still feel lonely, you know, I mean, there's something wrong, yeah. So this is not the solution, yeah.
And so the second question was, if you are attached to someone but can't be together, then how to address that pain of attachment?
Yeah, I mean, what does he want from this person? You know, he has to investigate it. You cannot get rid of loneliness or you cannot get rid of attachment without investigation. What are you attached to? What are you attached to? What do you want, you know? I mean, what do you want that I don't have within myself? Because I know every feeling, every thought, every memory arises here in this body. It has nothing to do with the other person, yeah? So, I mean, the attachment arises in this heart, yeah? I mean, we can be attached to a person who has no interest in us, yeah? That makes us suffer a lot. he's just not interested, and we are so attached, you know, to this person. We want this person to like us, but, you know, there's no way to make him like us, yeah? And that is a lot of pain. And most of us, you know, have gone through this experience, yeah? So, I mean, the attachment arises in our heart, and that's where we can solve this attachment, yeah? What do I look for in other people what I don't have within myself? Because everything arises in myself. So go and look for this thing that you want from the other person within yourself, and then when you found it, you know, you don't need anybody. That's the beauty of it, yeah? That's how I investigated my last girlfriend, yeah? Because I felt also quite attached, you know, and I said, well, what do you want from her, yeah? When you're with her, you feel lonely, you know, well, what can she give what you don't have, yeah? And then I looked for the thing that I wanted, you know, and then I found it, and I said, so why do I need her? Wasn't very nice for her. Okay?
And then his last question, but I think you already replied before.
Yeah.
Several
months ago, you said something that was really a breakthrough for me. And it's with attachment, the problem with attachment. And it's about don't have the expectation. And that just really shook me. And so as soon as I start taking expectation away and just let people be people, if they do it, fine. If they don't do it, it's fine too. Just let the expectation go and the attachment just...
Yeah, I mean, it is really relieving, but you know, it is very difficult, yeah? Because we feel the lack within ourselves, you know, and we think we need something outside of ourselves, you know, to fill that hole, you know, to fill that lack, yeah? And that's why it doesn't, you know, that's why it doesn't work. Yeah? That's why I said, you know, I mean, whatever you expect other people to do for you, you know, I mean, look within yourself, because that's where it is, you know, that's where it finally also arises, yeah? What was the last?
So, his last question is, so when it's too much turmoil going on in the mind, breath meditation does calm down. Can I practice breath meditation all the time while walking, breathing, so that I can remain calm all the time?
Yeah.
Because whenever I stop the observation of breath, my peace of mind is gone.
Yeah, I mean, it is just like the first question, you know, the answer, you know, as long as you know, when you wake up, you are focused on the breath, anapanasati, yeah, and if you don't have to think, you can focus on it, yeah, while you're walking, while you take your bicycle, yeah. I mean, how I trained it, you know, I mean, I was, you know, at home, you know, when I went to work, yeah, I was training, you know, very, very mindful, okay, breakfast, you know, and then going on my bicycle, you know, riding mindfully my bicycle, yeah, always being with the breath. And then I put my bicycle, you know, in the institute, you know, and then I went up to my desk, and then 8 hours, nothing. No awareness of the breath, nothing, yeah. It was just work. The moment I sat on my breath, on my desk, you know, and looked at all the papers that I had to do and the work that I had to do, my mindfulness was gone, yeah. And I was just a robot, you know, working through the things, yeah. And then when I went out, you know, when I went out from the institute, you know, then suddenly, there's my bike, and then, you know, it came back, yeah. So when you have to do work, you know, that involves thinking, I mean, your awareness is gone. So, I mean, if you don't, yeah, I mean, just like I said with the Buddha, you know, if you wash dishes, you know, if you clean your room, or if you do simple things, if you walk along the street, yeah, if you do walk along the street, you know, really being attentive to your breath, I mean, you notice all these things that you have never noticed before. Huh? So when I walked, you know, through Hamburg, you know, I noticed that. I mean, why is my head going sideways? Huh? And then I saw my head going sideways, you know, because it wanted to read one of these signs. What is the purpose of reading the sign? And I said to myself, turn it back, yeah? But before, you know, you just run, you know, and you look at this, you look at that, you know, you smell this, you smell that, but you're not aware of it, yeah? But if you are with the breath all the time, you suddenly get aware, you know, and then you see, you know, your head automatically turns, you know, what you want, yeah? Ah, it was a nice woman walking by, yeah? And so what is the purpose of it, yeah? So she came and she's gone, yeah? So what do you want, yeah? I mean, there's nothing else you can do, yeah? But you see it. And most people don't even see it, yeah? Because they are not aware of what is going on in their heart, they are not aware, you know, of their body movement, they are not aware of things, yeah? All the signs, you know, that we send out with the body, you know, I mean, they are not even aware of it, yeah? Okay, so, that's it. So, use the time. Just chip off, you know, it's just like a tree, you know, chip, you know, until it becomes very thin, you know, and then you can cut it off. Yeah. But when, we never know, yeah. For me, it wasn't that, yeah. I mean, I had another, yeah, for myself, you know, because expectation of when is it going to happen, when do I have more relief, yeah. I said, you know, I mean, there's a big mountain, you know, and I mean, all what you can do every moment of the time is taking one stone, you know, take it out, you know, to make a tunnel through. And whenever you see the light, that's when it's finished. If you don't see the light, it's not finished, yeah? You have to take another stone, and you have to take another stone, and another stone, yeah? Chip, you know, yeah? That's it, yeah? I mean, and about progress, you know, I mean, I came to Bantat, yeah? 7 years I practiced and practiced and practiced, you know, and there was no progress. So-called progress, yeah? But when I look back after 1 year, there was some slight progress, yeah? Yeah? So, I mean, you don't see it, you know, because it doesn't come in, you know, big quantities, you know? I mean, it's slight, you know? I mean, it's just like just chipping off, yeah? So, I mean, you have to pay patience. Patience is the utmost, the important thing, patience. I think it is even an enlightenment factor, isn't it? Yeah? So, patience, endurance. Okay, so.